Sunday's event at the Kodak Theater on Hollywood Boulevard was nearly derailed by a Hollywood writer's strike, but the strike ended this month, and the Oscars should have all their usual glitz and glamour. Leading films this year include No Country for Old Men, about a drug deal gone bad near the Texas-Mexico border, and There Will Be Blood, a tale of the California oil boom. Both films have 8 Oscar nominations. Atonement, a drama about love in wartime Britain, and the legal thriller Michael Clayton each have 7. Michael Clayton star George Clooney is a nominee for Best Actor, but faces tough competition from Viggo Mortensen, Tommy Lee Jones, Johnny Depp, and Daniel Day-Lewis, who plays a ruthless oil man in There Will Be Blood.
It's a whole ocean of oil under our feet. No one can get at it except for me.
Laura Linney is a nominee for Best Actress for her role in The Savages, a story of a dysfunctional American family. At a luncheon for nominees earlier this month, she was asked about this nomination, her 3rd. She said it was a happy surprise.
And I think the joy of the nominations deepen a little bit as you're fortunate enough to have them come your way.
Linney will compete against Cate Blanchett, nominated for her starring role in the period film Elizabeth the Golden Age, Julie Christie in Away from Her, Marion Cotillard in La Vie en Rose, and Canadian newcomer Ellen Page, who plays a pregnant teenager in the comedy Juno.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, God.
But I'm going to give it up for adoption, and I already found the perfect couple. They're going to pay for the medical expenses and everything, and 30-year-odd weeks, we can just pretend that this never happened.
The 21-year-old actress says the nomination feels unreal.
It's very bizarre. It doesn't always feel right when, you know, you're being associated with 4 women and just a group of people who you have so much respect for and so much admiration for. It feels are you sure? Do you want to double check?
Veteran actor Hal Holbrook has just turned 83 and was surprised to receive his 1st Oscar nomination for his supporting role in the Sean Penn film Into the Wild. It chronicles a young man's journey to the wilderness of Alaska.
It's a tremendous thrill. It's a great thrill. It's especially at this age of your life, you know. I mean, it's something you maybe dream about a few times when you're an actor going on through year after year of a career, but you don't really expect it to happen to you. And it was just a lucky break that Sean Penn put me in this role.
When striking writers announced an end to a 3-month work stoppage this month, Hollywood breathed a sigh of relief, and Oscar writers began to work double time. Hollywood production is being ramped up, and the show will go on at the Oscars. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.